Hello again. Do you recall when as a child you were sent on an errand by your mother or father? Perhaps it was out to a garden to pick a few flowers or some vegetables. Or maybe it was to go to the grocery store to buy some food. This often happened to me when my mother sent me to the store, occasionally with one of my five siblings. Near our home was a store known as the Acme. And so often my mother would send one or two of us down together to pick some food for the dinner which she was preparing. I can still hear her sending my sister and I on this mission. "Kevin," she would say, "I want you to go to the Acme with your older sister, Kathleen. Kevin, you buy the bread and milk, and Kathy, you take care of the eggs and orange juice. And when you get home, I will have a special dessert for you." You see, Mom had a way of giving each one of us a particular responsibility, as well as a small reward for our efforts. I was reminded of such occasions when I read today's gospel from Mark, in which he writes, quote, "Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits," unquote. As the passage unfolds, we hear how Jesus, like a parent, gave specific instructions to the apostles. This episode of sending the apostles out on mission must have been the first of many missions and occasions of Jesus sending them out. For Jesus was forming his team of evangelizers to go out and preach the good news. Now, did you ever wonder where the 12 apostles went to after the Pentecost? That is, following the Pentecost, which followed Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, where were the apostles sent by the Holy Spirit? Our faith invites us to believe that each apostle was sent somewhere by the Holy Spirit. Well, allow me to provide a list of their respective missions in our church's tradition, going from the last apostle to the first. There was Matthias, who was actually the last apostle chosen, as he replaced Judas Iscariot. Tradition has it that Matthias founded a church in Cappadocia, that is, in the middle of what we now know as Turkey, and then Matthew ministered to the fledgling Christians on the coast of the Caspian Sea. It is believed that Matthew died a martyr's death and was beheaded with an axe in Colchis, present-day Georgia, at the hands of many pagans there. Some of his relics are said to have been brought to Rome by St. Helen. Next, there is Judas Thaddeus, who is known as the Forgotten Apostle, due to his name being the same as Judas Iscariot. St. Jude Thaddeus preached the gospel primarily in Armenia and is revered by the Armenian Church as the apostle to the Armenians. He suffered martyrdom around 65 AD in Beirut, Lebanon, what we now know as Beirut, Lebanon. His remains are currently in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Simon the Zealot is often depicted with Judas Thaddeus, and some believe they preached together as a team. This is due in part because the tradition states that they were both martyred in Beirut in the same year. Some of Simon's relics are believed to be located in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome as well. There were two apostles named James. James the Less was actually the one who did not travel to distant shores as the other apostles did. After the apostles dispersed and left Jerusalem, James the Less remained and became the first bishop in the holy city. He remained there for several decades until he was stoned to death in the year 62 AD. Thomas, the doubting apostle, is widely known for his missionary efforts in India. It is believed that Thomas died a martyr around 72 AD, and his tomb is located in Malappuram, India. The Apostle Matthew, one of the four evangelists, preached to various communities in the Mediterranean before his martyrdom in Ethiopia. His tomb is located in the cathedral in Salerno, Italy. Philip the Apostle ministered to Greek-speaking communities. Little is known about his adventures except that he was martyred around 80 AD. His relics are located in the Basilica Santi Apostoli in Rome. There is little known about Bartholomew and his missionary efforts. It is believed that he was martyred, and his remains are currently located at the Church of St. Bartholomew in the island in Rome. Andrew, Peter's brother, is the apostle to the Greeks. It is believed that Andrew preached to Greek communities and was martyred at Patras on a cross in the shape of an X. His relics were eventually transferred to the Duomo Cathedral in Amalfi, Italy. The other James, known as James the Great, is believed to have been the first apostle to be martyred. He died in 44 AD in Jerusalem, but his tomb is nowhere near the location. After his death, his body was transferred to Spain and is currently located in Santiago de Compostela. His tomb is the destination point of the century-old pilgrimage El Camino, still popular today. John, the beloved disciple, was the only apostle not to have a martyr's crown. In the book of Revelation, John writes from the island of Patmos and is believed to have lived until the 100 AD and was buried near Ephesus. Some years ago, I did a pilgrimage in which I visited the island of Patmos, where John wrote, and also visited his grave near the town of Ephesus in Turkey. Last is the first apostle, that is Peter. It is believed that Peter, when he left Jerusalem, was led to Antioch and established a community there. He did not stay very long, but he's often known as the first bishop of Antioch. After that, he may have visited Corinth before heading to Rome. There he helped form the Christian community and was ultimately martyred in the Circus of Nero around 64 AD in Rome. Of course, St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican is built on top of St. Peter's tomb. This group, who Jesus once sent out two by two, certainly became quite an adventurous and courageous band of brothers, don't you think? There are, of course, many other early followers of Jesus who were similarly sent to preach the good news. I should mention that there were three disciples who were very close to Jesus who were not sent abroad by the Holy Spirit. They were sent to stay. I am referring to the two sisters, Martha and Mary, and their brother Lazarus. In recognizing their welcome and care for Jesus, Pope Francis, a few days ago, approved changing the liturgical feast of St. Martha to include her sister Mary and brother Lazarus, beginning this year in the Church's universal calendar on the feast day of St. Martha, July 29th, the names of Mary and Lazarus will be added to the feast. It seems so appropriate that in honoring these two women and their brother, the Church is also saying that often we are sent by the Holy Spirit to stay home and live the good news. I kind of think that is exactly what most Christians are sent to do, namely to preach the good news by living it in the homes and towns with the families they grow up with. One final thought of two sisters and a brother. The Church leaves me with an image that perhaps the mother of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus once sent them out to a store to pick up food for dinner, just like my mother and countless parents do then and do now. In other words, they, as Christian parents, have been sent to stay home and send others to learn and live the good news. And I wonder if the mother of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus gave them something special to eat when they got home from being sent.